Hello, wonderful parent. It is me, Inara, and I am so happy you are here today. You know, the magic book and I have been hearing from so many parents about something that happens in bathrooms all around the world. Face washing time, hand washing time. And oh my goodness, the resistance that can come with it. If your little one fights you during these moments, I want you to know something really important. You are not alone, and your child is not being difficult. Something truly fascinating is happening in their developing nervous system, and once you understand it, everything can shift. So take a deep breath, maybe grab a cozy cup of tea, and let us talk about what is really going on when your toddler resists having their face washed. Here is what the magic book taught me. When your 2 or 3 year old pulls away from the washcloth, or cries when water touches their face, or fights you during hand washing, they are not trying to make your life harder. Their nervous system is in the middle of learning one of the most complex skills a human ever develops, sensory integration. Can you imagine? Every single moment, your child's brain is receiving thousands of sensory messages. The feeling of water, the temperature, the texture of the washcloth, the sensation of touch on their face, which is one of the most sensitive areas of the entire body. And their little brain is working so hard to process all of this at once. Research from the Child Mind Institute shows us that sensory sensitivities often first appear during the toddler years, especially around activities that involve the face and hands. This is not a behavior problem. This is development in action. Your child's nervous system is learning to integrate touch, temperature, and movement all at the same time, and sometimes it just feels like too much. The National Academies of Sciences explains that children aged 2 to 3 are actively developing their sensory processing abilities. What feels like a gentle touch to you might feel overwhelming to them. What seems like a simple routine to you might feel like a sensory storm to their developing brain. And here is the beautiful part. When we understand this, we can approach these moments with so much more patience and creativity. Let me share some gentle strategies that honor your child's sensory experience while still helping them learn these important self-care skills. First, let your child have some control. Before you wash their face, let them touch the washcloth. Let them feel the water temperature. Let them wash their own hands first, or even wash your face gently. When children feel like they have some say in what is happening to their body, their nervous system can relax. They move from fight or flight into a state where learning and cooperation become possible. Second, make it predictable. The magic book whispers this truth. Consistency creates safety. When your child knows exactly what to expect, their nervous system does not have to stay on high alert. You might create a little routine. First, we wet the cloth, then we squeeze it, then we count to 3. Then gentle touches on your cheeks. When the pattern stays the same, your child's brain can prepare, and preparation makes everything feel less overwhelming. Third, go slowly and narrate what you are doing. I am going to touch your right cheek now. Here comes the cloth on your forehead. Now we are rinsing. When you give your child's brain a moment to prepare for each sensation, you are helping them build those sensory integration skills. You are teaching their nervous system that touch can be predictable and safe. Fourth, and this is so important, validate their feelings. I know this feels uncomfortable. I see that you do not like this. Your feelings make sense. When children feel heard, even when the activity still has to happen, they learn that their sensory experiences are real and valid. This builds trust. This builds emotional security. And over time, this builds cooperation. Now, let me tell you about a story that might help. In the Book of Inara, there is a beautiful tale called The Greenhouse Where Plants Whisper Thank You. In this story, Milo and Nana discover a magical greenhouse where plants glow softly when they are cared for with gentle touches and kind words. They learn that living things respond to tenderness, that soft touches help their green friends feel safe and grow stronger. After you read this story together, you can talk about how we use gentle touches with plants, with pets, and with our own faces and hands. You might say, just like we help the plants feel safe with soft touches, we can wash your face with gentle, caring hands. Stories give children a framework for understanding their experiences. They provide language and metaphor that makes abstract concepts concrete. When your child remembers how Milo and Nana cared for the plants, they can connect that memory to their own hygiene routines. Here is what I want you to remember, wonderful parent. Your child's resistance to face washing is not defiance. It is not manipulation. It is not a sign that you are doing something wrong. It is their nervous system learning to process sensations that genuinely feel intense to them. And your patience during this learning process, that is teaching them something profound. You are teaching them that their body belongs to them, that their sensory experiences matter, that the people who care for them will be gentle and respectful, even during necessary routines. You are building trust. You are building security, and you are helping their nervous system learn that touch can be safe, that routines can be predictable, and that they can handle temporary discomfort when they feel supported. This phase will not last forever. As your child's sensory integration skills develop, as their nervous system matures, these routines will become easier. Some children move through this quickly. Others need more time, and that is perfectly okay. There is no timeline for nervous system development. There is only your child's unique journey and your loving presence beside them. The magic book and I see you. We see how hard you are trying. We see the patience you are practicing, even on the days when it feels impossible. We see the love you have for your child, the desire to help them feel safe and cared for. You are doing beautifully. Keep going with gentleness. Keep honoring your child's sensory experience. Keep offering predictability and control. Keep validating their feelings. And keep reading stories together, because stories are bridges between the world as it is and the world as we are learning to navigate it. If you want to explore more stories that teach gentle care and build positive associations with touch and routines, visit the Book of Inara. We have so many tales that can help, stories that show children that caring for ourselves and others can be tender and magical. Thank you for being here today, wonderful parent. Thank you for seeking to understand your child's experience. Thank you for choosing patience and gentleness, even when it is hard. The Magic Book and I are always here, cheering you on, believing in you, and holding space for both you and your precious little one. With love and starlight, Inara.